Right now, there's a new phenomenon taking over for Generation Z.
Yes.
And I'm kind of surprised, but also not at the same time. What's going on, though, Liz?
Okay. So men's cosmetics are beginning to gain like a ton of attraction in the U.S. and China with like big brands like L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, and they're all starting to develop products geared toward men because there's a demand from like Generation Z for this. So the global men's makeup market is valued at almost $1.14 billion this year.
Dang.
$1.14 billion this year. So
billion.
Yes. So I mean the whole makeup cosmetic industry is valued at $71.1 billion.
Right.
So it is a small fraction of that, but still $1.14 billion. That is so much money.
For men's makeup.
For men's makeup. And so they say like most of the products come in like neutral colors and just like help men, like, you know, make slight improvements to their appearance. So when we're talking about men's makeup, like, we're not talking about, like, James Charles. So James Charles is, like, a famous, famous makeup artist. Like, he's a YouTuber.
Yep.
And now he's just, like, a famous makeup artist. And he wears a lot of eccentric makeup that you would normally in our society see on women. So he wears a lot of, you know, eyeshadow.
Right.
A lot of long lashes, mascara, you know, very, like, bronzed and stuff like that. So I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Because I already know your all's answer. It's obvious. I don't think you guys would be walking around with like purple eyeshadow on.
No.
That's just like not you.
Not normally.
But I want to know, how do you guys feel about this? Would you wear some makeup? Say that you have a bad breakout.
Yep.
Or say we're going to a big event and you just want to make your skin look more even or something.
Yeah.
Would you, you know, just wear a little foundation?
I'm kind of torn between this. I mean, because one, we are in entertainment and we do get like a lot of, like you're on camera a lot.
Right, we're on camera.
And that seems to be so acceptable. Like that's like a normal practice in the entertainment industry.
Right,
people
exactly.
On TV, they get makeup done all the time.
Yeah, every single person, like all these like stereotypical macho men that you see on like ESPN, like
all day long,
they all have makeup on when they're on camera. That's very normal.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm not opposed to being more attractive if it's going to help me
out.
But I'm also like, I am what I am. This is it. This is what you're gonna get. Whatever flaws I have, I'm just not gonna, because I don't like makeup. I don't like makeup in general. Like even for women's, like I feel like women they feel like, some people feel pressure like they have to put makeup on.
I would say majority of women feel a pressure that they have to wear makeup for, not every day, but for like certain things. Like women are pressured to, you know, wear makeup.
Yeah, so you know I don't even like that. So I don't think I would, but maybe.
So yours is more like society reasons, like you wanting to try to like, you know, be like help society. Like, hey, we are who we are. It's cool.
Just
it's fine.
Accept
just
yourself.
Rock it.
You're beautiful the way you are without any help.
Well, this conversation took a turn that I wasn't expecting, but I appreciate so much. I love that. Okay, what about you, Porkchop?
So I had mentioned the other day when we said what we're into, that I just don't, you know, do things that, like, care for my skin. Like, I don't do lotions and things like that. So I probably wouldn't do this men's makeup. I mean, like I said, I was excited just the other day to try some, like, charcoal, like, face wash.
That was a whole new world for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I probably wouldn't. And maybe, like I've mentioned before, my skin, it's usually, like, kind of nice. I usually don't have like any acne or
things that I want to hide. Your complexion is perfect.
So I probably wouldn't. But you know what's weird? The other day, I was looking on Instagram, and you know how it will show you, like, it'll suggest something. There's like this guy who I was like, oh, I mean, he's kind of attractive, whatever. So I clicked it, and he had like over 400,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And turns out he's like a men's makeup artist. And I, when I first saw him, like I did assume he was straight. I thought he was. And then I clicked through his Instagram and I still really couldn't tell if he was straight or not. But he's like a men's makeup artist. So maybe it is really becoming a thing.
And here's the thing too with that. It's like, it's not like he has crazy eyeshadow on or anything like that.
No.
It's just, it looks very natural. You would not be able to tell that he has makeup on, which I mean is the case for, I mean, a lot of girls. Like their everyday makeup. It's almost like you can't tell if they're wearing makeup or not, because that's the whole point.
Right.
So, you know, so now I have a question. Your boyfriend, Chase, if he started to wear makeup like that, you know, just like even out his complexion, like we're not talking crazy eyelash extensions or eyeshadow. We're just talking about like, you know, maybe some cover up or maybe some concealer. What? How would you feel about that?
I mean, so I'll say first, I think I doubt he would, but if he did, like, I wouldn't care at all. Like, I've already told him I'm not a fan of tattoos, and he has a tattoo, and, like, I don't care. You know, I'll put my 2 cents in.
Right.
I'll say, like, I don't think he should get a tattoo, but if he does, like, I don't, it's fine.
It's whatever. It's not a deal breaker. What about you? If you see, are you going to, like, offer these, like, Jewel Day? Like, I think you might need some more foundation or something.
No, but I also, too, think that that's more because I don't wear makeup a lot.
Okay.
And I will wear makeup if I am going out to the bars. Mm-hmm. I will wear makeup if I am going to an event.
Yeah.
But that's basically it.
Right.
Like, if I'm going out to dinner, like, a nice dinner with my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, then, like, yeah, I'll probably wear makeup. But, like, I've gone to the bars without makeup on.
Uh-huh.
Like, I on my everyday life, am not wearing makeup. When we film stuff for TV...
Yeah.
I'm not wearing makeup. And it's the right. same thing as where it's like, I'm comfortable enough in my own skin. I know, like, I have a really bad breakout right now, like, on my chin. And it's embarrassing, but I'm like, this happens.
Yeah.
And this is part of me. So I think more so, I wouldn't suggest it because of that.
Uh-huh.
But I do have a friend who caught her boyfriend with makeup.
Mm.
And she thought that he was cheating.
Oh, dang.
But he was like, I just have really bad acne and I'm self-conscious from it. So I stole this makeup from my parents. Like, I stole from my mom.
Liv, on Monday, if you want to come in and bring, like, some foundation or, like, you know, quote-unquote men's makeup, let's do, like, a before and after picture of me and see, like, what people prefer.
Do some
I'll
makeovers.
Bring my makeup that I'll yeah. do on you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, no. Not your James Charles makeup. That's not my style.
Well, I'm not going to do eyeshadow, but I'll okay. do, like, some cover-up, maybe some contouring.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might have to go to the store. I might need to get... You are way paler than me, Pork Chop, and you are way darker than me, Elliot. So, yeah, I might actually have to go to the store. Okay, I'll do that, though.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a little makeover. Can't wait for that.